You mean like now?
Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet.
Someday I should just push. I should just say I push the button and then not push it.
You're a monster. Why would
you
do
that once?
No, I didn't.
Which
I didn't,
it's a game we haven't re-recorded yet. Which
no, that's not. No, I didn't say. I was recording again.
Well, we actually were ready, and it was implied. I don't know.
What game was that we lost half of?
It was a Scottish game.
It was
one of the Scottishes.
Yeah, we lost like a third of it.
Oh right, we lost the. I remember now. But most of what we lost was just kind of
Bland
around part.
Character interaction.
It was character interaction, but it wasn't like it's the kind of thing easier to.
It's the thing that's it's a thing that it's a thing that is easy to role play.
I seem to remember it was people. Mostly people dealing the people whose bodies were changing dealing with their bodies.
Yeah, it's one of those things actually that I don't mind doing because it's actually easier for me to roleplay when I have a direction.
Yeah, no, I mean
like when I know how this has to end, it's easier for me to roleplay it.
Yeah, well, it's just like when we like even doing re-records of fight scenes.
Yeah.
Especially fight scenes, especially because you don't have to roll dice because the outcome's predetermined now.
Yep, but you can also make it really interesting then. And be like, "Fuck, this shit's crazy." Fuck.
Yeah, no, like I did with Sunnyvale session 2.
Remember,
that's what you can do exactly.
I matrixed the fuck out of that shit.
You did. We entered the matrix. That's what we did.
But you did not matrix revolution.
No, that doesn't exist. That's not a thing. Get out of here. That was a proposed movie. Didn't turn out, though. Wonder why. All right. And then at that point, I'm going to call to a pause. And then I'm going to some brownies. I'll be right back.
Brownies.
I really do want a brownie.
Charlie, if you ever make video games, I want that to be your the noise when your company logo comes up.
Just him yelling, beep, boop, beep.
Beep, boop, beep, video games.
That's the name of his studio.
The name of his studio is Beep Boop Beep Video Games. Yes.
Fuck it. Let me see if that's already been copyrighted. Games Incorporated. Nope. There. According to Google, there is no Beep Boop Beep Games Inc.
Is there a Beep Boop Beep Games conglomerate though?
There is no Beep Boop Beep Games.
Corporation.
The more I keep saying Beep Boop Beep, the more I kind of start turning into JonTron. Listen to the boop on this thing. It's the boopiest game ever.
It only has a song, though.
Hmm?
There's a song called Beep Boop Beep Video Games.
Oh, yeah, there is. Video Games appears to be the subtitle.
What?
Video Games appears to be the subtitle. The full title of the song is Beep Boop Beep.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be Video Beep Boop.
Because
it's the whole album.
It's like Time of Your. Oh, okay. So Video Games is the name of the album? Or is Beep
Boop
Beep?
No, it's Beep Boop Beep in parentheses Video Games.
A Beep Boop Boop Beep Boop. Also looking up Beep Boop Beep pops up some Bill Cosby images.
Yeah, he is.
Bip bop doodly doo Pikachu.
Only it's a dubstep remix of a classic video game.
You should send that to Nate. You know how he loves chiptunes and dubstep. Let's put these things together. A boop.
Also listen to the first 3 seconds of it. Apparently that's where that came from.
I can barely hear it in the background of your microphone.
That's not me listening to it. It's
no, it's Zachary.
I don't know how it's me. I have a headset.
Your headset could be loud. I don't know. People could hear the boop, the Skype boop through my headset on my microphone.
Huh.
Also, has Sam gotten power yet back?
Nope, he's not getting it back till Monday.
Yikes!
Yeah. That's what.
How's he doing?
He's been spending a lot of time at the library, and all the milk and eggs are in a cooler in the basement.
So yeah, does he actually live up in New York or?
He lives in Canada, Hampshire, Massa Island.
You know, Plifterston, New Pennsylvania. No, yeah, he lives in Connecticut. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, he's probably right up in the middle of that then, huh?
Yeah. Six.
To be fair, the middle of that was Jersey.
Well, okay.
Where the water just blew the subway doors down. And then Jared came in because he likes to lose weight on their subs.
Where they flooded the Jersey Shore.
Now where's the situation gonna go be orange? Let's just continue to be in.
That's actually a thing on a news program. That the people from the Jersey Shore were talking about the hurricane.
I almost want to see that, just to see what the fuck they say about it.
It was one of them who was like saying, "Oh my god, this is kind of horrible."
Okay, I thought they were having a round table with the entire Jersey Shore about this.
Apparently, one of them went to the house where they filmed that and held up a sign and was like in knee deep in water.
Huh.
But I would also want to see a round table discussion about that.
I just want to see them on a round table about anything, just because it would be the most inane bullshit ever. Oh. Actually, I guess I can't criticize them too harshly. I have never actually watched the show. I'm just assuming they're all idiots.
Yeah, from what I've seen, pretty much. And one of them was in a WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, Snooki was. I think Snooki was on WrestleMania.
Yeah, of all them.
Also, I'd like to take this time to point out that there is a Tumblr. So, Game Grumps has a huge following on Tumblr, and I guess everywhere. I'd like to point out that this Tumblr exists and has its own fan base. Just totally dedicated to gender-bent fan art of Game Grumps. Also, I like that they even gender-bent Jacques. They just made him orange and put a bow on his head.
Which one is Jacques?
Jacques is JonTron's bird.
Oh.
He's not in Game Grumps. He's only in the JonTron program.
Yeah.
And then
finally saw that video where his seven asses came from. By the way.
Hmm. Oh, you actually watched the Game Grumps the where seven asses originated.
Yeah.
How much ass do you think Mega Man gets? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 asses.
And I am return.
Also that.
We're just talking about gender bent.
How are those brownies?
Brownies are delicious.
Are they full of marijuana?
No, they're not. But they're tasty.
I put pretzels on top
of
them.
Why did you bring this conversation to this place, Matt?
I don't know. For some reason, every time I think about brownies, for some reason it comes back to pot brownies.
No, I was talking about the gender-bent Game Grumps.
Because it's a page I have open.
So if I add a page open to squirrels fucking, does that give me the excuse to bring it into the conversation?
Sure.
We all know you're going to. No, it doesn't.
I'm not going to.
Don't tell him that.
I'm not going
well,
to.
Well, good thing I don't have that page open right now, Buster Brown.
I'm glad you don't either. I want to know why you would have a page of squirrels fucking.
I hope someday our fan base gets big enough that they rule 34 us. Or not rule 34, rule 63.
Rule 63.
Hell, why not? We can get rule 34 too. I don't care.
I rule 54.
I want fan art to be innate.
Look, we already rule 34 ourselves, all right?
It's true.
Wait, when we do that?
Oh, and I've been trying to get you to rule 63 some of the Frida's characters.
You have been trying.
Darren, I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but what is rule 63?
Gender bending.
I knew the answer to that.
I would pay you $3.
Really? That's it?
$3.
Damn, you're undercutting me as an artist, seriously.
Yeah. No, I'm assuming Matt is going to pay more.
That's okay.
I am contributing. It's like a Kickstarter, okay?
No, see, what I do is akin to an auction, my friend. Also, like, did you see that Game Grumps started doing Sonic 06?
Oh, I God. Haven't gotten a chance to watch it.
The first
it
episode is just called
Excited.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it sometime, probably after this. But anyways.
You know, gender-bent Frida's characters, I just have to say, two of the guys already kind of look like girls.
God damn it! And one of them's voiced by a girl.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Like, gender-bent Maddie and Eld, like, wouldn't look much different.
Oh, yeah, no. I've just been asking for gender-bent Scott and Emma.
Zinderman Eldwood just have longer hair, I think. That's the only difference.
Not even necessarily gender bent Scott, just Scott in a maid's outfit.
I really hope you're not recording right now.
Oh, Matt.
This is going to be the best side chatter.
Side chatter. Anyone who's listening, if you are an artist or think you could be one, give us some gender bends. Why not?
Bend all Matt, the genders.
Matt, before we start, Matt. You know, in the full version of that pigeon dating sim, there's if you're going down the pudding pigeon route, whatever his name is, one who only speaks with pigeon.
Yeah.
Oh, pigeon is what you're saying. I'm like, what the fuck is a pigeon?
Well, I know that he goes. At least in the free version, you and him go off on the quest for the secret pudding.
No. Okay. In if you do get the game and the full version, there's a scene where he's also in a maid's outfit. And then if the best ending you can get is him ascending to the throne of the pudding god and becoming avatar of all pudding. That's the ending plus you get if you buy the game.
So we're about to enter this spooky maze.
I'm sufficiently horrified.